Hi, and welcome to WedVid Talk.
Every week we bring you interesting, up-to-date conversations
on all topics about wedding videography.
We are on the phone with Dave Williams, who has just approached a really interesting project called the Ultimate Editor Showdown. You did this showdown with everybody getting the same raw footage.
I wanted to see what people did with my raw footage, with my work.
Wow, this was an amazing conglomeration of different kinds of edits, one from one end of the extreme to the other.
There was a need out there for studios and even individual videographers who maybe were backlogged, who are now thinking about, you know, maybe I should hire an editor to help me pick up the slack. Jackie and Jonathan are the bride and the groom. You can only imagine having 30 different versions of your wedding recap from your day to view. And what's interesting is the favorites that they picked were very different than the favorites that the videographers picked. You know, we hear this all the time. At videography contests, we hear, you know, are you editing this for other videographers, or are you editing this for the client?
Exactly.
And there's often that theory out there that what the client wants is maybe different than what videographers are excited about.
Right.
And it's true.
It's true, yeah. We found that out.
When you read the email that came from my client, they're picking their favorites for very different reasons. All right, her first reaction when we showed her the first 30, first email came in, and she wrote, "Oh, my goodness, I have been watching them all weekend long, and I still can't narrow them down to my top three choices. I have about 8 picks."
Mm.
But then later that night, her second email came in, and she wrote, "I simply can't make a decision. These editors are so talented, and I truly appreciate how wonderful and special they made our wedding day look. If my arm was twisted, I would have to say that number 4, number 12 were my top 2 picks." And we also sent a data DVD with the broadcast wave files of all the audio from the day. So the editors had a lot to choose from, both visually and audio. Anybody who knows us and has seen our productions knows that we spend a lot of time and that audio is the most important thing for us. It's more important than the video.
And my notes were use of sound bites very limited. But the thing that stood out for me in that was...
Which one's 4 and 12?
No, this was 4.
Oh, 4, yeah.
4 specifically, very limited use of sound bites, but it was the first time Grandpa showed up.
Oh, okay. You know, I got to refresh my memory. I got to look at 4 now. Because one of them...
So it had titles, had a lot of black and white stills in the beginning. The song was electronic Pachelbel Canon, some sort of an electronic version of Pachelbel Canon, but very limited use of audio. I mean, you know, external audio, sound bites.
You know, one thing to take away from this is that there is never just one way to do a wedding video.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it's unbelievable how many permutations you have just from 1 hour of footage.
How many different ways
there are to tell a story.
What I also noticed is how much information you get. People pick up on different kinds of information. Like I happen to mention the one with the grandfather shot. It was the fourth one that I watched, and it was the first time I saw that shot of Grandpa, which, you know,
yeah.
From a bride's perspective, you know, even from a videographer's perspective, we shoot a lot of the older people and a lot of the kids.
Every editor received with their tape and with their data DVD with the audio on it, they received a worksheet.
Mm-hmm.
A little background on the client, a little bit about what happened during the day. I had a whole page of notes from the bride.
Mm-hmm.
Explaining her choice in music, what was important to her during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that were really important to her were, one of them was the ring drop. And was interesting, only 2 or 3 of these 30 edits showed the ring drop.
Right, yeah, I was kind of excited about...
And only one, I think, had the sound of the ring actually dropping.
Dropping, bung, bung, you know, almost like you heard it. I was wondering if that was the real sound of the... Now that
it
you
was.
Mentioned how much audio you get.
I mean, anybody else, I would think, if they dropped their ring during the ring exchange, maybe that would have shaken them a little bit. But she just loved it.
Yeah, she laughed.
She thought, you know, and just to finish up what I was saying before, I had these full page of notes from the bride explaining what was important to her. She's, you know, she said... She got such a kick out of that, and it was so important to her that it really broke the ice and it kind of lightened things up. She wanted that in her video. And I was a little surprised that only, I think, 2 of the editors, maybe 3.
Well, 2 I saw, and I only got up to 10.
Yeah, maybe 3. actually used it. And my favorite part of the ring drop is only one editor used it, was camera two had a medium shot of once the ring dropped, he had a medium shot of everybody turning their heads and following the ring across the floor. Nobody else used that shot. Only one editor grabbed that shot, and that was one of my favorite shots. So it was really interesting to see what we liked as videographers and what the client liked. And they were very different.